So let's talk about the problem. Again, dynamic programming is one of these things that until you see the idea, it looks impossible, it looks hard, it looks tricky. Once you see the idea, it is a stupid pet trick. Okay? It's something that's what makes it frustrating to you. Okay? Because many of you are probably not seeing it yet. Okay? So I'd like to go through a couple of examples today in the hopes that you'll sort of see it a little bit better. Okay? And the example, let's look at the problem of the day. Okay? The problem of the day says you want to dial a phone number on a standard push-button telephone using two fingers. Okay? What does a standard push-button telephone look like? Something like this. Okay? I think there's if I remember correct, it's a 3x4 gizmo. You probably have 0 down here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, pound and star, something like that. That's what a push-button phone looks like.
I think the star's on the other side.
If the star's on that, this is what a standard push-button phone looks like. Let's say we're declaring it by fiat. Okay? I'll reverse it if anyone thinks it's important, but it doesn't. It isn't. Once you have a layout, it says now that you're given, what else does it say? It says that you are given with two fingers, one starting here, here's your fingernail, here's the other fingernail. Okay? And you are given a long stream of numbers, 1, 4, 7, 7, 3, 9, 2, 6, 7, blah, 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 to type. A stream of N numbers. Now, it asks you, how can you do it as efficiently as possible? Will you minimize the total amount of finger movement you do to type that number? Okay? Any questions? Suppose, let's say, we only had one finger. What would be the right way to do it for one finger? Okay, if I give you a number. If I only have one finger, let's say this hand wasn't here. How do you dial the number? Yeah? Just here, you have no choice in the matter, right? Every finger, you know, you want to dial 1, 5, 7, you basically have to move that finger. Okay, so algorithmically it is not a complicated problem if you've got one finger. Does everybody agree? Now, if you have two fingers, okay, it potentially becomes a more difficult job. Okay, why is that? Okay, what is it you really have to decide? Yeah. Well, I have to choose somehow for every number which finger am I using. Right? That's basically what the heart of the problem is. Suppose I told you that for every number here, this was left, right, left, 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 right, 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 left. Would there be anything hard about figuring out what the shortest path was if I told you which finger to use for everything? No, then it's straightforward, right? So I will claim the heart of the problem is deciding which finger should be used for which number. Okay? Does everybody sort of agree with that? So what do we, any ideas about how we might solve this problem? Okay, to find the shortest way of doing it. Okay, any ideas of how you might think about it or any problems or anything like that? Yes? So you want to say, one way that you might do it is say, look, I'm going to keep my fingers on the I'm going to divide the telephone keyboard up into halves. And let my left-hand finger wander up here, and my right finger wander up there. Okay? Is that going to give you the optimal answer? Can anyone give me a phone number that's very hard that will give, that says his approach is going to do a bad job? Yeah? Yeah. 6. So now you're going to be moving up here. So what Rob is saying is that locally, if I do it like this, I might be able to dial the next number very quickly by using the other finger. Okay?
So that's one problem. But that's still, so another heuristic you might be saying is always move my hand to the one with the nearest finger. Okay, that may be seemingly what you want to say. Your heuristic, the heuristic of always go to the number, answer the next number by your closest finger, is not the same as dividing the keyboard up. Okay? But, yes, question. So, if you're only paying for a moving time, the time it takes to move the finger there. So if the left finger was here and the right finger was here, okay, either finger could press 5 at the same cost. Everybody agree with that? Now, so first of all, even here you have a decision of left or right finger. Suppose, let's say the next number was 5. Does it make any difference what, which, whether you move the left or the right finger? Not for 5, but what about, might it make a difference? In the future, right? Does everybody agree here that the decision of which finger to move, if you want to do it optimally, does not depend upon only upon the current position? It depends upon the future also. Does everybody see that? This is an important point to see. That it's not an optimum. You can't optimally solve somehow the global optimum for the entire number is not necessarily achieved by doing a local decision, right? Because if you let's say you decide to move a 5 back, let's say you move the left hand, if the next number was a 4, that would have been a big mistake, right? So I claim that somehow in figuring out the entire optimum, okay, it depends not only upon the sequence of digits you had here, but, you know, at each point your decision, in fact, I'll tell you that your decision of what finger to move depends not upon what you've seen, but basically upon where you, what you're going to see. Okay? Any questions? Yeah? Would I want to go backwards? Well, so you think starting from the end and figuring it out, that might be an interesting idea. Because why? Does that sound like a recursive algorithm? Can someone give me a recursive algorithm to decide what the cost is? Let's C sub n, let's say, equal the cost of dialing, the minimum possible cost of dialing the first n digits. Okay? Can you come up with a recursive algorithm to describe the cost of doing the whole number in terms of some smaller numbers? Okay, any ideas? Yes. So you want to say something like C sub n is equal to C sub n minus 1 plus the cost of dialing the last number. Okay? This starts to give us something. What is the cost of dialing the last number? What? Yeah. What does it depend upon? Yeah? So I see, basically what you want to say is it's going to be equal to the cost of the last number you're trying to tell me is going to be the minimum of the distance from the last number, from the left finger, to what was it? Let's say phone numbers for men and the distance from the right finger to the phone number of N, the nth digit. Right? That's sort of what you want to do. Only what looks funny here. Does everybody agree that that's really what it is? The cost of dialing the number is the cost of dialing up to the first 8 digits, plus the cost of moving the finger to the, you know, in the last digit, you certainly want to just move the closest finger, right?
Yeah.
I see, we got a problem though. What is the problem? That, yeah. Note that it's not enough information here to know the cheapest way to put the first n minus one, dial the first n minus one numbers. Why is that? Suppose the cheapest way to dial the first n minus one numbers had both fingers here. Let's say I could dial the first n minus one same numbers with both fingers down on pounds in a cost of 100. And I could dial it where I leave one finger here and another finger here in a cost of 101.
Okay?
And suppose the last digits were 3. Wouldn't it have been a better starting point to have had my fingers here and here at a cost of 101? Rather than to have had both fingers down here at a cost of 100. Does everybody see that? If not, this is a good thing to see. Like, ask a question. Why is that? I don't understand what he's saying. Okay? Any questions? So, do we really want to know the cheapest way overall to do the number? Is that enough information to tell us how to do the last part? What is the amount of information we need in order to do the, tell us how to do the last one? What information would suffice to let me make the last decision intelligently? Okay, yes. Okay, you say you want to now know where my left and right fingers are. What about the following idea? What if I define the function C N sub L sub R, which is equal to the minimum cost of dialing the first N numbers? N numbers, where the left finger ends on L, and the right finger on R. Okay? Suppose I have this function. Could you determine the cheapest way to dial N digits? Using the stronger function? Any ideas? Yeah?
Not going left to the right fingers, and you know which number you're trying to look to, because it's calculating.
So what if I said the cost of the optimal way to do it from N is the sum over all possible places to put my left finger, all possible places to put my right finger. Not if I take not the sum, but let's say the min, excuse me. What if I say that this is equal to the minimum over all possible places, over all possible left and right finger configurations of what?
cost of n minus 1 LR plus the min of the distance from L to sort of phone number sub n, and the distance from the right finger phone number sub n. Does this now make sense? Let's think about it. I will claim that the cheapest way to dial all n numbers, somehow, my last, I had to have done something on the last move, right? What did I do on the last move? I took my fingers were in some position, and I moved one finger there, right? The cost of the optimal solution was that last move plus the minimum of the sum of that last move plus the cost of getting to that last place. So I claim that if I can compute this function, this gives me the cost of the minimum way of dialing. How many people see it? How many people don't see it? Okay, several people don't see it. Let's talk about it again. Okay? What do we know about the optimal solution? The optimal solution